Hey, what's going on out there in Clipper land?
Sure, that works.
It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
And we're your friendly neighborhood Clippers podcast, a couple of best friends and Clipper credential media people bring you Locked On Clippers 5 days a week.
Yeah, we did it.
Monday through Friday.
7 a.m.
7 a.m.
Up all day, so you don't have to get up.
Yeah. But if you do, let us know.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to kick things off with a preview of game two of this six-game road trip. We are going to Miami.
Yeah.
And they're on a bit of a skid. So I think that we could maybe...
A lot of ups and downs going on in Miami. It's interesting.
I think that we could maybe put this one away. But we're going to talk about what we need to do well to win this one, as well as what could go wrong. We'll give you a few key matchups to take a look at. And then it's Thursday, which means it's Thirsty Thursday, which is just where we talk about what we're thirsty for, what we want to see more of. Charles has some interesting conspiracy theories about the Patterson contract.
It's not a conspiracy theory. It's all facts.
So there's all kinds of great stuff in there that we're thirsty for. And then in shavings, which is just kind of where we wrap up everything else, I don't want to give too much away, but there's some more Patterson content that's pretty great. As well as whatever else happens. So let's get into it.
You are Locked On Clippers, your daily Los Angeles Clippers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Yeah, also want to give a reminder, the Batum Battalion t-shirt contest is still on. We had a fantastic winning design. If you throw a review up on Apple Podcasts, let us know about it. You'll be entered to win one of 20 limited edition Batum Battalion t-shirts. But let's talk about Clippers versus Heat. The Clippers are going to be missing Kawhi, PG, and Bev again. Still not really sure when any of these guys are going to be back.
Yeah.
Really. But moving on from that, the Heat... also have some interesting injury situations. We're catching the Heat on the second night of a back-to-back in this one. Dragic. We left that in 2020, I feel like. Dragic and Hero are out for the Heat's first game against the Nuggets the night before they play us. Jimmy Butler's probably going to miss the game against the Clippers based on kind of his conditioning schedule right now. The Heat are 2-6 in their last eight games before playing Denver and recording this. So there's a, I don't know, if a lot of things go right, the Clippers have a chance to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the schedule of this road trip and just the Heat, you know, given the absences that they have, even with Bam kind of playing out of his mind.
He's destroying it right now.
They, you know, like, they've been having a difficult go at it. So looking at the schedule, this was definitely, if we were to go 1-5, this was kind of the one I was thinking we'd be able to put away.
That's a good call. What we need to do well in this one is move the ball. We Ty Lue talked about that a lot pregame. With this, you know, kind of ragtag group of Clipper starters he's going to put together. If we move the ball, the three-point shots will be there. The Heat allow opponents to shoot 43-point attempts a game, which is dead last.
They play some zone, so that makes it, like, if we can punish them early from that, kind of get them switching, get them uncomfortable without their full personnel.
For sure.
That's definitely a great way to do that.
We also need someone to go off. We had an even contribution from everybody in the Hawks game, but, like, Lou's going to have a chance to get hot, hopefully. We need someone to score 20-plus points. Probably two guys.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Another thing we need to do well is just use speed and transition and create easy opportunities for ourselves. The Heat turn the ball over second most in the league. Only team that turns the ball over more is the Chicago Bulls. The Heat are turning the ball over about 17 times a game. These are the kind of opportunities you have to take advantage of if you have a shorthanded squad.
For sure.
You know, even if the shots aren't falling from three, if we fail at everything else, if we can punish them off turnovers, I do still think we can stay in this one.
Yeah, there's going to be some opportunities there too, because they give a lot of boards. They're one of the worst rebounding teams in the league in terms of per game rebounding. We're running out of lineup that grabbed 50 boards against the Hawks. It did also give up 51 boards against the Hawks, but they're a better rebounding team than the Heat, at least in their current incarnation of the Heat. So there's going to be some chance for second, you know, chance opportunities. Terrence Mann's going to have another opportunity to show what he can do on the boards and stuff like that. What could go wrong in this one?
I mean, a big thing for me is they could just have the three-point percentage boost that teams who are kind of in a slump tend to have sometimes against the Clippers. Right now, they are not shooting the ball efficiently from three. They're just outside the bottom five. They're shooting a hair under 35% as a team.
With a guy who's shooting 42%, Duncan Robinson. So it's really, it's weird over there.
It's surprising.
It's weird really over there.
But, you know, they are still dangerous from three. I mean, the attempts are there. They take 37 a game, which is top 10 in the NBA. So if they kind of turn that around, if that's looking closer to 40%, it definitely could spell trouble for the Clippers.
And so another thing about their shot attempts, which is funny, is like, so they take 37 threes a game. They only take 82 shots total a game. I think they're top five in what percentage of their shots are three-point attempts. They only take 45 twos a game, but they hit those at like a 58% clip.
Oh, yeah.
So if the interior defense is soft, like the Reggie Luke Terrence starting combo, if it happens again, they're going to have to be on their game against an Eric Spoelstra coached team who's kind of killing it in the interior right now.
Yeah, absolutely. That brings us into our key matchups, which is just we got to find a way to deal with Bam, who has been a force. He's averaging, 26-9-3, something like that?
25-9-6 in his last five games.
25-9-6.
Yeah. And they've been on like a weird skid. They've lost six out of their last eight. It's so weird.
A lot of absences, a lot of people in and out of the line. If you look at their depth chart, and they still do have quite a bit of guys though, which is always surprising.
Yeah. But in terms of Bam, Serge and Zoo are going to have to be as good as they were against the Hawks, if not way better.
yeah.
Because Bam's not going to be shooting from outside. That's just not going to be happening.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's going to be pretty key. Man. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I kind of like this matchup for Zoo. I also am interested in him versus the Olynyk those bench minutes.
You kind of have a feud with Kelly Olynyk, don't you?
No, you have a feud with Kelly Olynyk.
I don't like the guy. I guess that counts as a feud for sure. Terrence Mann versus Duncan Robinson. So if Duncan Robinson starts this game, he's only started one game. But I mean, Terrence Mann's probably going to get a chance to probably see Duncan Robinson at least try and run around and guard him. It's a chance for Mann to show kind of some improvement on his defense from this perspective, because Duncan Robinson's also shooting 42% on 9 threes a game.
Yeah.
Which is, this is like, this goes back to your point about three-point shooting. It could get, if we lose track of Duncan Robinson, this one's going to be really hard.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of having already some bad flashbacks to that Herder fourth quarter.
Yeah, for sure.
So the possibility is definitely there. Another key matchup is just Kennard and Lou versus themselves.
What's been going on?
They have to step it up offensively, as you said, in what we need to do well. I mean, one of these guys is more than likely going to have to put up 20 points.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a little nervous.
But not
because it's like the Heat, right? So if we lose, it's probably because Bam goes pretty crazy.
Yeah. He put up 41 against the Nets. But they have no defense.
And Trae Young just put up just under 40 against us. So it's going to be interesting. What's your prediction for this one?
I'm not going to handicap it from a score point perspective without two main scores. I have no idea what the score is going to look like. But I do think that this is one where we can put this one away. So I am going to give Clippers the advantage.
I like it.
I think it's going to be another close fought game. It'll be a sub 10 point win, but I think that we can.
Damn.
I think that we can grind this one out. I feel confident about this one.
Damn, you're hyped up. I'm looking for a big game from Batum. Gonna be interesting to see what happens with Morris and his shot selection and the minutes distribution. Right, like
yeah.
We saw Ty Lue kind of make some interesting choices with the guard lineups in that last game.
I'm curious to see if he makes any adjustments to the closing lineup.
I think it's the same starters.
I
don't really see why it wouldn't be.
I don't really see why it wouldn't be either, but who knows? I mean, could toss Morris maybe in that starting lineup, go with some more size.
Yeah.
We
played zone against the Hawks, which I really hope we don't do anytime Duncan Robinson's on the floor.
Yeah,
we didn't play zone, like, we didn't play, like, the full zone, obviously, but it'll be interesting to see. Coming up, talking Thirsty Thursday, we want to see more of, but first, hey, with the ever-increasing number of makes and models of cars.
Too many.
There's a lot of them. It's literally impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure the often pointless or seemingly intimidating questions and wait while the counterman orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. If you're still using that desktop, let us know. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals as DIYers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com.
Okay, so we're back with Thirsty Thursday, which is just where we talk about what we want to see more of, what we're thirsting for. Do you want to start with the Patterson thing? I feel like the Patterson thing is kind of, it's grinding your gears right now.
I've been thinking about it for a couple of days. It's something that kind of bubbles up on Twitter that gets tweeted out every now and then. Lucas Hahn talks about this a lot, and it's something that, it's frustrating from a kind of just roster construction standpoint.
It's asset, it's a more poor asset management, I feel like.
Yeah, so I'm thirsty for Patrick Patterson to earn his $3 million contract. It's kind of crazy he's making $3 million.
More than the vet min.
I can't imagine that we were getting outbid to the point where $3 million was the ceiling.
Given the amount of DNPs that he had last year, I really cannot imagine so.
It's odd. And it's not only odd, it's also wasteful. Like, it'd be one thing if he was, like, getting kind of some consistent minutes, but it's a waste of two roster spots. Ty Lue said that Patterson didn't get time the other night against the Hawks because Serge and Zoo were playing well. So, effectively, he's kind of, like, maybe seen as a third center.
Yeah.
And he's not even getting time not at center when PG and Kawhi are out.
Yeah, to not get any minutes when you're down three starters is
and two of them play effectively. You know, one of them definitely plays near your position. Like,
yeah,
it's not interchangeable from a position standpoint, but it's pretty damn close. And it's just, and because of the $3 million, we can only have 14 guys.
Yeah.
Because of cap stuff, which I think is actually the technical term for it.
Who else could have been in play for around this amount of money or less?
So here's three players on a one-year deal that make less than Patrick Patterson and play more for kind of a wide range of teams in terms of expectations. Jeff Green, Glenn Robinson III, Solomon Hill. All guys who make less money who play basketball.
We wanted Glenn Robinson too. He was pretty high on my list of possible acquisitions for some wing depth.
And I know there's kind of an option thing, but would any of these three, do you think would have been better than Patrick Patterson? Do you think they would have played? Like, that's the other thing I'm kind of in wrestling with myself here, with how mad, upset I should be about this contract.
Well, I mean, it's difficult to tell, you know, season-wise. I'm like having trouble contextualizing it outside of where we are right now, so short-handed. I feel like we could definitely use somebody who could play at least average defense.
I think that's fair.
So I think that, yes, I think that having a Solomon Hill or a Jeff Green is better. I mean, like, any of these...
For cheaper, it's like if you're not getting the time...
Yeah, any of these guys, to me, seem like more playable options, but I would love to be proven wrong.
Yeah, I think there's still time, I guess. I mean, I don't know when. Apparently, it's going to take a boatload of injuries or weird matchups for Patterson to get enough time to really kind of start to contribute.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to dog on the guy. It's not like he shouldn't have said no to the $3 million contract.
Yeah. Do you think that it's sort of a long view play in that they liked what they saw in the matchup of him versus AD?
I don't know, because I think that's a pretty big gamble to take where you're like, he only plays good defense against Anthony Davis.
Yeah. You're not incorrect, but it's also not out of the realm of possibility for me that he is like that
foul insurance.
He's that very bizarre screwdriver that looks like a star that you only need once every
for sure. It's like a
years.
Wood screw or something.
Yes.
Like, what are we doing with this?
Yeah. It's the IKEA tool that you want to throw away, but you're like, next time I move, I'm gonna have to take this thing apart.
There's also some stuff. Him and he's pretty close to Paul George. Paul George has a couple of friends on the team. Kawhi has a good buddy on the team.
So you think that tied into this?
I don't think it tied into this, but I think it ties into him not being traded. Obviously, he also has a no trade thing.
It's not business. It's personal.
Exactly. Well, business is always personal. Another thing we're thirsty for, I want Oturu to get to that G League bubble. I want him to get some run. He seems better than Fee. He needs reps. Our centers are playing so well that it like makes sense. He's a DNP. You know, I'm not like he should be getting time over any of his
No, totally. I mean, I've been really impressed with the minutes that he has gotten in, I mean, I hate to call this, but like garbage time, for lack of a better term. And it's not enough. And I think his confidence is already there. So that's like my one thing maybe against him traveling with the G League team. being away from the starters and at least getting the level of professional competition in a practice setting.
That's a good call.
Because like the man does not lack for confidence. It's not a fee situation. But
yeah.
I think overall I'm right there with you. I think that just getting that level of experience, being on the floor, especially after like a weird. I mean, the weirdest
short season, he's not staying. It's hard to stay in shape as is. And like now it's even weirder. Like it'd just be good for him. And he's not going to get, you know, things go well. We come back with basically the same team next season, which is kind of what ideally it would look like. He's probably not, you know, it's still Zoo and Surge there.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Depending on what happens. So it'd be interesting. But yeah, I'm pretty psyched on Oturu. Jay Scrub also out of his walking boot, I think.
Okay.
Which is cool.
Boot watch.
Also,
Goofing, Jay Scrub.
Yeah, no boot goofing. Jay Scrub again has the possibility to have one of the craziest, weird made it to the league stories ever, and I really hope it happens.
Yeah.
What do you got on here?
So I'm just thirsty for some more transparency on the health and safety protocols, and this is more at an NBA level, like. We know that the Clippers are, you know, a close-lipped organization. Not surprising that we're not really getting any updates on that front.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not even getting Jay Scrub updates.
We barely are, yeah.
But it's just kind of bizarre to me that the NBA would let two superstars playing some of the best basketball of their careers on a very hot stretch miss possibly six straight games.
It's a lot of games. It was kind of like nonchalantly, like, they might miss six games. Like, wait, that's a hella game.
After
it's almost 10% of the season.
Well, and the thing that just gets me is, like, they've, from the reports that we've been given, they've both tested negative.
Yeah.
So, what are we doing? I mean, I get that you have to have mandatory practices in place, but this feels a little egregious.
There's a small pocket of human beings who think this is a conspiracy on the Clippers' part to arrest Kawhi and PG.
Okay. All right.
Are you on board? You sound way more on board with that.
No, I'm not on board with it, but like, tell me more.
I think that's the conspiracy. Oh, is there just like COVID? That's why we're arresting them. I don't think that's true, though.
I don't think that's true at all, but man, I was hoping for a better, deeper dive. I was hoping for some lizard people. I don't know.
Nah, there's not. See, that's what sucks about NBA conspiracies is you're like, they just pay them the money and then they don't play. I feel like that's what it is. But yeah, I'm also, I'm not really excited to watch Terrence Mann get some boards against the Heat.
Yeah.
I'm psyched for that.
Yeah.
Coming up. After these two fantastic ad reads, we're going to be talking some more Patrick Patterson. This one a little more lighthearted. As well as an interesting narrative that ESPN is trying to push trade-wise.
All right.
Which is like just the Clippers thing now. We're also going to talk about that being our new existence. But Will, I have not a lot of expendable income, but I'd like to turn it into a little bit more of not a lot of expendable income.
Oh, I mean,
how can I do this in a very fun way?
The best way to do it is to invest in yourself, invest in sports.
Yes.
And I'm talking about betting, of course.
Yes.
And there's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust to bet.
Oh, yeah.
And that's betonline.ag.
Mm-hmm.
And right now you can sign up for a free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. Look, damn. I know y'all are ready for some football. The Super Bowl is coming up. Time to make some money. it seems like you could exploit some spreads out there, a la a GameStop shorting.
Yeah,
you know, I think you can short bets.
Can I bet on GameStop?
So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
And after you win all that money, you should buy some Built Bars.
Feeling hungry after all these bets.
Oh, yeah. You get real stressed out. You're sweating a bunch. You got to get some protein in your system. You got to check out Built Bars. Six new flavors. Caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. All fantastic. Built Bars are healthy. They're great for the health conscious person. You can lose and maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber. The good highs, the good lows. They're great for the keto diet. Right now, if you're so inclined, you can get a free cooler with purchase while supplies last. I really like the cookies and cream flavor. 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, 6 grams of sugar, 4 grams of sugar. Wow. Only 4 net carbs. That can't be right. That's unbelievable. Go to builtbar.com, use promo code LOCKEDON, all cap letters, one word, and you'll get 20% off your next order. One more time, use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com.
Okay, so we're back with shavings, which is just kind of where we wrap up everything else floating around the NBA. Let's talk about the main storyline that seems to be linked to the Clippers, which if you've opened up Twitter in the last couple of days, it's the Clippers.
God help you.
The Clippers are tied to trade for X player. And
there's two of them now today. It feels weird.
Yeah, and one of the more ridiculous ones was mentioned on First Take, and that is Bradley Beal to the Clippers, which I'm not saying this is ridiculous from a talent standpoint. Obviously a great player. He's the highest scoring player in the league, despite playing on one of the worst teams.
Yeah, well, that's probably why.
So I don't know. How could this even be possible?
You can trade like the whole farm, right? Like you trade like Bev, Lou. You know, there's like ways to do it where you trade like Mook.
You'd have to give Bev, Lou, and Zoo.
Or you could do like Mook and Bev. But then you're doing these things where you're like, but we're losing. It's that thing, right? Like you're still losing key parts.
Kennard and Lou, and then you still need to make up a difference.
Yeah.
Kennard, Lou, Man plus Fee. I don't know.
It's just too much.
If you're Washington, though, is that enough to get it done?
So that's the other part, is we don't have like a lot of good young assets.
Yeah.
You know, Kennard is our youngest, and Zoo are our youngest. He's probably the best one.
Yeah. Well, and Kennard, though, has a very movable contract as far as like matching salaries go. But
it doesn't kick in. I would say it kicks in next season.
Oh, yeah. Good point. So it doesn't even help us this year in trade scenarios.
I don't know. I don't think it's possible. I mean, would the Clippers be good if they traded for Bradley Beal? Yeah, it'd be great. But we're also, I don't know, still the number one half court or like number two half court offense in the league.
Yeah.
Without Bradley Beal. I don't know. No, we need a backup. The most rational trade that is going to happen is a backup two who can play better defense.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is not Lonzo Ball, which is another trade that's been talked about quite a bit.
Yeah, I don't get where this is picking up steam. I know that I've heard at least that the Pelicans are interested in moving a combination or as a pair.
Yeah,
Redick and Ball.
Which I don't really want.
Redick has been shooting like dog shit lately. And Lonzo Ball, look, I just don't see the fit. He is the worst point guard shooter in the league. He cannot get to the line.
Yeah.
He averages less free throw attempts than Patrick Beverley.
Does he play better defense than Lou Williams?
Okay, I'll give you that.
I think that's where people's heads are at with this.
Yeah.
There's a really funny trade rumor that we were talking about with Carl Tart, where they talked about how the Clippers have two superstar scorers, but a dire need for some quality passers on the roster, which isn't true. They said Ball would likely welcome the opportunity to move back to his native Southern California and revitalize his career after the Lakers gave up on him. Part of this trade is based on Lonzo Ball wanting to move home.
Yeah.
Like, he lives in California.
Yeah,
he doesn't live in New Orleans.
Yeah.
They say a swap of Patrick Beverley for work. We could do, like, Lou and Man and some other stuff, like...
Do you think you get moving fees when you're an NBA player and you move teams? Do you think that that's facilitated, or is that out of pocket?
I think that's out of pocket. There's no way the NBA
billionaire owners can't facilitate a moving fee.
I mean they can, they just won't. I think is the issue. But yeah, we hope the. I like that the Clippers are now just kind of like agent trade fodder. It's like when a team gets threatened to get moved to Seattle. Or when they used to threaten like NFL teams, like, we're going to move you to Los Angeles. And it's like, we're going to trade for the Clippers. And then the team that you actually want to go to is like, oh, damn.
Yeah, I mean.
We got to up our offer, I guess.
I feel like the Clippers have kind of been in this weird space. I mean, more so pre-Kawhi and Paul George trade, but like where a lot of names get linked to us.
The notorious loose-lipped Clippers front office is leaking all these trades.
Right, well, I mean, it's more or less just an attempt to raise these guys' stock, I feel like. More so than there is any sort of reality.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's fun. I don't know. It's fun to talk about, I guess.
And then finally, we're closing with a Patrick Patterson hashtag question of the day, which just might be something he's doing on Twitter now.
Every day?
I don't know, dude. The first one is not what I would have expected.
Okay, what do we got?
You sign a 14-day contract with Golden Corral to eat for free. On the 15th day, you show up stating you and the owner are in the process of a new negotiation. Do you still eat for free, or do you pay for that meal? Hashtag question of the day. These are like Jack Handy's deep thoughts from SNL.
Okay. So first off, isn't Golden Corral out of business? Didn't they close as a storefront and a company?
Okay, man. Look, you're poking holes in the wrong thing here, I think.
Okay.
Okay, so Old Country Buffet offers you a 14-day contract. An open buffet.
I'd prefer Boston Market.
This is getting so off the rails, having already been off the rails. Do you eat for free or do you pay for the meal?
I mean, I think at 14 days, I'm probably good on Golden Corral. Those buns, though, are pretty sweet.
Here's how I play this.
What's up?
I negotiate with the owner over that meal. He probably comps it because he's a great owner. He's obviously really smart. He's given out 2-week contracts to eat his food.
Yeah.
Which is smart for a buffet. Do they do buffet subscription services? We're about to make $1 million.
Well, the Olive Garden has like that stupid thing.
Oh, like, they have like the card?
The card, yeah. Or whatever that they give. That
but so I think at minimum I'm getting 15 free meals out of this. Maximum, I signed another contract. I got an extra day. Because I'll be like, well, does this one count? And he'd be like, nah, you're my guy.
I'd also be like...
They will be like, nah, you're my
guy. I'd be like, with everything going on right now, how many customers do you even have? Just give me the free meal.
That's like, well, but then they're not getting any... They're still losing money, though.
No, not if there's an NBA player eating at Golden Corral every day.
This is not an NBA player. This is you.
Oh, this is Joe Schmo.
As he states with one letter at the beginning of this tweet. I love this question. I hope there's more of these, and I hope they're all buffet and food related. Do you think Patrick Patterson's been to a Golden Corral 14 days in a row?
Not 14 days in a row, but he's definitely
He's definitely been to a Golden Corral. Let us know if you have ever been to a Golden Corral.
Yeah,
I used to have a friend. I had a sketchy friend in high school who one of his favorite scams was he had a water bottle that you couldn't like see into. He would go fill it up with M&Ms at the Golden Corral. And then he would say, I got a bunch of free M&Ms.
That's thinking.
That's a pretty good scam. Who needs water? All right, we got to wrap this up. Friday's episode. Recap of this William Updike predicted victory over the Heat.
That's right.
As well as a preview of the Clippers games against the Magic and the Knicks. We're going to be playing a Love, Mary, Quarantine. You can listen to us at 7 a.m. every day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, plus Tuesday and Thursday, which is great. No weekends unless something crazy happens, of course. But yeah, thanks for hanging out. Where can these people tell their friends to listen to us if they're still listening?
You could check us out on iTunes or the podcast app. Also, right now, still time to enter to win one of those Batum Battalion t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
If you leave a review on iTunes or the podcast app, you will be entered in that raffle. We'd love to give these out. We'd love to hear what you think about the show. But you can also listen to us, but unfortunately not review us, on Google Podcasts.
Yeah. Or maybe fortunately for our sake.
on Google Podcasts, on Spotify, on Stitcher, on Deezer. You can always tell your smart speaker to play Locked on Clippers. Definitely works. Do it at the house all the time. But yeah, thanks so much for rocking with us. We couldn't be happier to bring you this Clippers news Monday through Friday, 7 a.m.
Absolutely. Let's hope Kawhi, PG, and Bev all get back soon. I have been positive, Chuck Mockler.
And I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.